What did your family think about you going to war?
Well, I've already said my parents didn't want me to go, or my brother, and they supported us once we went, but they didn't really want it. But I think my father was proud of us for what we did. I was the only one in the family who'd been in went to sea. My brother was in the army. Another sad tale, I'm afraid, Mother. My father, unfortunately or fortunately for me, during the war, because of what he was, actually, not only did I come from a very privileged family, I was privileged to go to a boarding school, a very, very expensive boarding school called Wellington College. The thing is, my father during the war was a minister of food, and he wasn't home, and of course he never saw very much of me at all, because I was at boarding school. So come the summer holidays, he wasn't even in the country. He was going back with the forwards to South Africa, because what he was a minister of food, because he used to bring in the food from Cape Town. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but every bit of Cape fruit that comes in this country comes through Cape Town. It's kind of controlled by the government, so it all comes through Cape Town. It's all shipped into Cape Town and brought in over by the Union Castle liners into Southampton. That was my father doing that. And of course, when the war came, of course, he carried on doing it. Well, my father wasn't around at the time when I went into the Air Force. By the time he found out I was in the Air Force, it was too late for him to do anything, because I was already trained. And he did his very, very best at a top level. He even went to very, very top ministers to get me back out of the Air Force, but they said no, they wouldn't do it, because I was already in and trained. So therefore, I don't know if that answers you, but as I say, you're looking at the biggest idiot ever going.
So the mention of John mentioning the Union Castle line, I went out to Australia on the Athlone Castle from Liverpool. In peace standard, those Union Castle liners were painted a beautiful dusty pink, but to a battleship grey during the war. We left Liverpool at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve 1944 and arrived in Sydney via the Panama Canal in back end of January. But one of the things that even strikes me today, when I was your age, sitting at school and at a school desk with a geography book in front of me, was a picture of the Gatton Locks at the Atlantic side of the Panama Canal. I actually saw that with my own eyes, because we went through the Gatton Locks and through the Panama Canal, and an absolutely amazing sight. That was, I consider, one of the privileges of being in the Navy and being in the forces during the war.